Hey, good morning. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 25th of November. It is Thanksgiving Day Eve. Good morning. Welcome to you. I have, I'm going to make this more than a blog. I'm going to make this a blog and a YouTube video because I have a lot of memes to share. And I'm going to talk about race. Race as in whiteness or blackness or Jewishness or Hispanicness or whatever race you want to come up with. In the age of self-identity, it's going to be really hard for somebody to tell me I can't identify as a white, but we'll talk about that. There's a lot of white hatred out there, and you're going to see some of the memes to understand that. But to say there's no white hatred out there is it's worse than the ostrich putting his head in the sand. You can't read the news and miss where it says kill white people. You can't read the news and see where one of the great heroes of the modern academy is heralded as a pioneer in racial studies when his whole goal in life is to abolish and destroy whiteness and the whites. And, you know, it's there. It's thick. And so we're going to cover that a little bit. First of all, it's not a figment of my imagination. It's not a, you know, I'm feeling insecure and I don't know what to do about myself. These are just facts. So we're going to go through some of the facts. First of all, remember Barack Obama? He's the previous guy that occupied the White House. President Obama, and he went to a church called Trinity United Church of Christ, and they have a great website. I'm going to give you some clips from it, but basically they identify as blacks. We're black. We are blacks, and we are a black church, and we're going to be black, and we believe in supporting blacks and black identity and the black movement and black people. They do not take black as a construct, as a social contract. They take blacks as they're actually black people. They're biological beings. They're human beings. And they insist that as to be a member in good standing of that church, that you support biologically other black people. It's not just, you know, there's this concept. They're black people. They're black people. They're black folks. And so when you got guys like Noel Ignatieff, I can't pronounce his name very well, Jewish guy. Why is he Jewish? Why do I say he's Jewish? Because when he died, the Los Angeles Times pointed out that he's Jewish. He tries to finesse this by saying, well, I'm not really talking about biological people. It's just a social construct. Okay, so let me get this straight. For black people, it's not a social construct, but for white people, it is. And, you know, you talk about a hypocrite. That guy's the ultimate hypocrite. Anyway, so Trinity United Church of Christ supporting black identity, supporting biological blacks. We got to support our black community, us first. And I'm all for them, man. I'm all for them. God bless you. They don't say we're all Americans, we're all in there together. They say we're black. And to be a member of this church, we believe in black identity, and you're going to support biological blacks to be in this church. That was Obama's church. That was where he learned. That was where that preacher, Jeremiah Wright, said, may God damn America. And he preached that loud and proud. Don't like white people there. Let's talk about La Raza, the race. So La Raza is I don't know if it's a movement or an organization. It's kind of all of above. It was an organization. I think it still is, although they may have changed the name just to hide the fact that their name means the race. The race. Imagine if I started an organization and called it the race. Mecha, the student movement for the Chicano student movement for the establishment of a Spanish-speaking only homeland for Latinos in southwestern United States. Imagine if somebody came along and said, we want a portion of the United States just for white people. And let's, of course, talk about the Jews who have a tremendously strong racial identity. And they've got synagogues everywhere. They've got their Anti-Defamation League. I read an article the other day, and it talked about how 600 different Jewish organizations came together, bought an ad in the New York Times to denounce white supremacy, which means whatever they want it to mean. It's just a slander. When you say white supremacy, that's just a slander. The idea for them is they want a strong Jewish identity, their own racial identity. Let's be clear, it's a racial identity. Jewishness is passed down through their ancestors, according to them, according to what they say, that's a racial group. And somehow they think they can have their own racial group, but they don't want whites to identify as whites. And in an age and day when you have every freak out there self-identifying as, unicorns, rhinoceroses, you got old men identifying as young women, you got white people trying to identify as black, and then you're telling me that white people can't identify as white? So, there's a very strong white hatred out there. I mean, you want to know about white hatred? Go look at South Africa. I mean, the white people that ran South Africa one day gave up. They gave up, and they said, well, we'll let the blacks run the place. And since then, the blacks have been running them out of South Africa and killing them. And that seems to be perfectly fine with the rest of the world. They're not going to raise a hue and cry over that, not at all. You have Antifa very publicly, just in the last couple of days, saying, hey, Trump, if you don't get out of office, we're going to go into the white areas. They don't say white, but we're going to go into the areas of the people that voted for you, and we're going to use violence against them. We're going to make their lives miserable. And if they try to do anything, we've got guns and we'll shoot them. They're open about it. They're saying this. A lot of black people saying they want to kill white people. So if you're a white person and you sense that there's an anti-white hatred out there, you're probably, your first instinct as a good brainwashed liberal is to say, well, I'm imagining things and I'm just insecure about my whiteness. And I'm bigger than that. And yes, there's just little people out there that have hatred issues and they're racist in their own way. And of course, the very first thing you're going to do is you're going to say to yourself, well, I'm not a racist. I'm not a racist. And so I can't stand up and defend my race. In fact, to acknowledge that I have a race would be racist if you're white, and only if you're white. If you're Jewish, it's not. If you're black, you're not. If you're Hispanic, you're not. But certainly it is if you're white. So you're saying to yourself, first of all, it's the underlying moral imperative that you have been brainwashed into is that you can't be racist. And the primary way that you're not going to be racist is you're not going to acknowledge that you're white. And second of all, you're certainly not going to be defensive about being white, because that would prove to your enemies that you're racist. And I want to just tell you, stop playing that game. Don't ever say you're not racist. You need to need to dig that up with a hoe. Get that weed out of your brain. Don't ever say that. That is a tool they use to keep you down. That is a tool of moral manipulation. This is what the devil does. He's the accuser of the brethren. And it is something that you can never be innocent of. It's something that you can never shake off if you acknowledge that as a legitimate term. Racism. Racist. Why is it only white people that are racist? Because we're the people they want to manipulate. White people put Obama into office. You would think he would tone down the racism trope, the racism meme, the racism theme. Heck no. Double down, man. If that gave him power, let's double down on it. Those stupid white people are so guilty, they'll do anything if we just call them a racist. They'll bend over and kiss us on the feet. So if you want to be free, you gotta start from there. You have to reject the term itself. You have to reject racism as a term itself. If a white man can't be proud of being white without being called a racist, what are you going to call Obama and his church, Trinity United Church of Christ? What are you going to call every synagogue out there, every Jewish organization? What are you going to call La Raza? What are you going to call Mecha? They can do that, and it's not racist. But if white people say, hey, I'm white, that's racist. If white people are white, it's racist. If a Jewish scholar can come out with the full support of Harvard University and say, I want to destroy whiteness, that's okay. Antifa, BLM, anti-white. Even if they're white, there's some screwed up white people in there because they've bought into their cult. They're bought into this self-destructive, suicidal cult where they have eternal guilt and they're always going to be manipulated and they're always going to be lied to and they always feel like they've got to prove that they're not racist, which is really hard to do when the definition for them of racism is being white in the first place. Now, why am I onto this, Fritz? You're supposed to be a good little Christian. Don't you know you're not supposed to be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or a Nazi, or anti-Semitic? I'm not a Judeo-Christian. I'm not a Judeo-Christian. I'm a Christian. I don't care. I don't care what they think about me. Call me your dirty words. Give me little stripes. Give me some little awards. Call me dirty names. I will not apologize for that. There's a great meme. I'll share that with you. And there's the non-player character, and there's the white guy, and the NPC says, "Who radicalized you?" And they get closer and they get closer. The white guy leans over and he says, "You did. Certainly my story." You've got to realize that at some point you have to realize that there is no point at which it's going to be okay. There is no point at which it will be okay until they destroy the white race. This is their goal. It's open. They're putting it out there. Now, you'll get some academic that will say, well, we're really not talking about destroying you biologically. We're just going to destroy your identity. Everything about you that you believe in and are proud of. And to me, this is all Antichrist. Bible says you honor your father and mother. So you honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother. Be proud of your ancestors, white people. Why are you the only ones that can't? Jesus Christ said you honor your father and mother. Be proud of your ancestors. Support them. Don't be ashamed of them. Don't condemn them. Don't apologize for them. And you better support your kids. You better support your kids. Don't sit there and kowtow to the people that hate you because they can call you a racist. A racist. Squealing like little pigs. Don't do that. Your freedom's in your own hands. You've got to give up on that stuff. Now, white people are special. Yes, white people are special. Europeans are special. The gospel was sent to Europe. That's why the New Testament was written in Greek. It's written in a European language. God sent Paul to the Europeans. He sent Peter to the Europeans. The gospel went to Europe, Christendom. So this, at the end of the day, if you want a theological explanation for what I'm saying, this is an attempt to wipe out the vineyard and the vine growers that actually took the gospel and grew it and produced fruit from it and spread it across the face of the earth. So at its heart, it is an antichrist idea. Anti-whiteness is at its heart antichrist because it was the European people that accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is to the European people that the scriptures were written in a European language. And it is the European people that were faithful in the vineyard to bring forth the fruit thereof and spread the gospel across the face of the earth. And I'm calling the Europeans back. If you're white, if you're European, I'm calling you back. I'm calling you back to serve Jesus Christ. That's your strength. That's your honor. Don't apologize. Do not apologize. You got to understand what your enemy is, who your enemy is. And there's all these other little people out there, these accusers of the brethren, who want to put this enormous guilt upon you, eternal guilt for which it can never be atoned until you are biologically exterminated and you have no descendants. That's the devil. Jesus Christ came to set you free from that. The just shall live by faith. You owe them no apologies. You don't owe them an apology. Be proud of your ancestors. Return to the faith of your fathers. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com. Thanksgiving Eve, 2020. Out.